True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is...
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This...
Let's get it on.
...is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
We made it to Thursday morning. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. A few minutes after 5 a.m., 5:06 to be exact. And glad you're with us this morning. Kim St. Anjan here, along with Ethan Bright. We'll get to check your traffic here in a few minutes. I believe Sue Thomas, is she off today?
I think she is, yeah.
Yeah, I think she's off starting today and into next week. When these other two people in the room with me somehow think they have the right to take a vacation. So starting tomorrow, Kim will be gone. And then starting next week, Ethan will be gone. So you guys are out all next week?
It really is the Mark Cox Show.
And nobody checked with me first to make sure this was okay?
I normally do ask if it's okay if I take some time off. I want to make sure that you're all right with that. Would it be okay, Mark, if I took some time off?
Sure, Kim. When do you want to go?
Well, maybe tomorrow.
No.
Would that be all right?
No, that's
oh, okay.
Too
I'll
soon.
Cancel my flight.
I need a little more warning than that. Thank you. No, I know you planned it months ago. I'm just kidding. Have a great time. You're gonna get out of town just before all the protests. I'm watching the news yesterday from home thinking, okay, what's this gonna look like? And they cut away to a shot of the Tam Avenue overpass. And you know, I don't give Scooter I don't give Scooter credit a whole lot for comments, but he wanted to know if the people on the Tam Avenue overpass were protesting the weather, because we always reported on the weather from the Tam Avenue overpass. I thought it was pretty clever, so I'll give credit where credit's due. That was a pretty good comment. No, there were maybe, what, 40 or 50 people on that bridge? Tops.
Yeah, not many on the bridge. I think there were more who were downtown because there were two protests going on simultaneously. I think the words peaceful protests, they're overused, but these actually did seem to be peaceful. I didn't hear about any destruction or anything like that. Nothing like what we've seen in L.A.
Yeah, that's true. And hopefully it won't come to that. I do believe, however, their intention with this thing they're doing Saturday is to disrupt. I believe Saturday is a planned attempt to interrupt people's lives, because the idiots on the left, and it's the same groups every time, have determined that unless they can somehow affect your life and irritate you, you're not going to pay attention to what it is that they're doing. Because if a protest happens on the Tam Avenue overpass and the media doesn't show up, did it ever really happen? Is that not a fair question?
It's probably true.
It is.
Well, I think that's why they're more inclined to want to go on the interstate and start blocking
traffic.
That's
right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And what we need here in Missouri, and I'm going to play this for you coming up here shortly, is the same policy they have adopted in the Florida legislature. Now, I would imagine if this ever happened, and I haven't seen evidence of it yet, going to court, you would end up sued personally over this. But in the state of California, if somebody gets in your way on the way to on a highway and blocks you from going where you're going and you run over them, you won't get charged for it in the state of Florida. That's what the Florida law says, according to Ron DeSantis. And I love that. You have no business being on a state highway. None whatsoever. I don't care how angry you are at Donald J. Trump or whoever it is that's peed in your cornflakes today. I don't care who it is. You have no right to do that. They did it during the Stockley protests. They did it during the Ferguson protests. You know who I'm talking about. The same group of people. This is their playbook. And what you need to understand is that on Saturday, this group of assorted fruits and nuts are going to gather at Keener Plaza down here. Now, some of them are going to be in different locations, St. Peter's, Baldwin, a few other spots that I saw on that map. But it's the ones downtown that you have to watch for. It's the same group of people. And they're going to rally and they're going to rant and rave and scream at Donald Trump for doing exactly what he promised for however many months he was running for president. We're going to have the largest mass deportation in the history of this country. It's what he ran on. It's what he got elected on. He's now doing what he promised, which very few politicians ever do. And you're angry about it. Well, don't be surprised. We told you what was going to happen. I'm sorry, Karen, largemouth bass. You cannot expect ICE not to raid facilities in L.A. while they're raiding facilities everywhere else in the country. Mm-hmm. If we know there's an illegal we're targeting at 5400 Main Street, expect to see an ICE officer there.
Well, it's also important to note that you played a clip yesterday that I think was very telling from one of the local TV stations. I'm shocked, by the way, they even reported on this, that these are not the people who were volunteering at nursing homes and, you know, doing whatever the case may be. These are criminals who have been charged with, was it second degree murder and rape? I mean, very serious crimes. Because everybody on the left wants to paint them as, no, I mean, it's a father and they're just trying to support their family and that's why they're here and you're tearing their family apart. Yeah.
I watched that yesterday. There was another protester they found in L.A. who actually told President Trump to personally come and shoot him if he's planning to try to get to his family, who he admitted are undocumented. I'm sorry. Get the hell out. You don't have a right to be here. You do not have a right to live in this country if you're not a citizen of this country or you have legal documents to be here. You don't have that right. And the globalists want to erase borders and they want to tell you that no human being is illegal, da 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 da.
I do feel bad.
Go kumbaya yourself somewhere else. I'm sorry.
I do feel bad for the kids whose parents brought them over here and they're illegal. And now the kids are having to deal with this. They don't. Maybe they're too young to even understand what's going on right now. That is sad.
Well, those kids probably identify as Americans. And those are the dreamers, the so-called dreamers you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about kids who came over here at,
but
say,
those are the dreamers.
Two or three.
Yeah.
Not born here. But the dreamers, I thought, would be the ones who were born here.
They're not born here. The dreamers are the ones that were brought here when they were too young to make the decision by their parents. And then they were raised here by their parents who were illegal. And they don't have any legal status because they weren't born here. Obama wanted to give amnesty to all 12 million of them, or however the hell many there are, and it never went anywhere. And finally, the protections expired, I believe, for the Dreamers, where they were supposedly weren't going to be deported. Do I have a little bit of empathy for them? Maybe. But don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at Donald Trump. Get mad at your parents who brought you here illegally and put you in that position. That's not my fault. It's not Kim's fault. It's not anybody's fault except your parents who brought you here when you were 2 or 3 years old. And now you don't have a country because you never knew your home country. And you only know America. Do you embrace America? Do you love America? I don't know. If that's the only thing you've known, maybe you do. Have you assimilated to America? Have your parents assimilated to America? Or do they still speak the language of their home country and ignore what's going on? That's what's going on all over Europe. You understand that. There are parts of France where they don't speak French. They speak Algerian. Because they all came over from Northern Africa and they live in France. But they're all Muslim, and they hate anybody who's a different religion, and they're the ones that drive cars into Christmas parades and everything else in France. And that's what you've got going on in America. And until we wake up to it, nothing's going to change. And guess what? Donald Trump is doing exactly what he promised to do, exactly what the American people hired him to do, which is mass deportations. There's just no other way to slice this. I just want to take Karen Bass. Why can't Karen Bass like fly back to Cuba, where she apparently is in love with Fidel Castro? That's what I want to know.
California is just riddled with crazy politicians. You have Karen Bass. You have Gavin Newsom. They're having that emergency hearing today. Yeah, Kamala Harris. They had the emergency hearing today to talk about, you know, whether Trump has the right to authorize the Marines and the National Guard there. Because Texas was very quick to call in the National Guard because they realized if we don't do this, well, things were already getting out of hand. And as soon as things were starting to flip, they realized this is what we need to do to protect the property and the people here in our great state.
I would agree.
That's leadership, not what Gavin Newsom is doing.
Yeah, I would agree completely. All right, well, I've yapped too long here, and instead of getting to the top stories right here, I think we'll just do that when we come back after the break. How about that? Ethan, who's got our national anthem today?
Well, it's going to be Carrie Underwood, but you're going to have to give me a second.
Okay, well, I did. Ethan was preparing for the top stories, but when I looked at the clock, I thought, you know, this is not good time management for me this morning. What am I going to do when you're not here?
I don't know. Should I be calling in every morning at 5 a.m.?
I just keep yapping. Let's get to the national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Find everything Mark Cox at.
And he has a responsibility in all of this. He started this. There should be no violence. He should not continue to support violence.
Yeah. That is Mad Maxine Waters, of course. She blames Donald Trump for whatever violence might have happened. It's not coming from the protesters. It's coming from Donald Trump, just so you know.
Go ahead, shoot me first. My people is getting impacted directly.
Your family, too. Do you have undocumented people in your family?
Yes. They're facing fear every day.
There's one of the protesters. Now, the guy was wearing a mask, because he didn't want his identity shown, because my guess is he's not here legally, but he's begging Donald Trump or one of these police officers to shoot him.
So if there were peaceful protests on Saturday for the military parade, President Trump would allow that?
Of course the president supports peaceful protests. What a stupid question.
Thank you. It is a stupid question. Nobody said anything about peaceful protests.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's people that throw frozen water bottles and rocks at police officers who need to be taken down.
There are people lining both sides of the Tam Avenue overpass, protesting, they tell me, everything from ICE to Donald Trump to the use of the National Guard and the Marines in Los Angeles.
Oh, my goodness. The talking points have been sent out to the assorted insane across the country, and these little pockets of resistance. And it's always the same people. When I lived out in Wildwood, I would come up Strecker Road to Clarkson there and make a left by that Lifetime Fitness. And about, I don't know, depending on the issue, they didn't do it a lot during the Biden administration, but during the first Trump administration, there'd be the same handful of white liberal West County women would occupy that corner. Sometimes there'd be two of them. Sometimes there'd be eight of them holding up signs that said Black Lives Matter or Immigrant Lives Matter. It's the same group of mentally affected, disassociated, liberal white women who would stand on that corner and do that. So there are pockets of them, of the insane everywhere. And this group happens to live in West County. I guess it's the West County Democrat Club, and that's all they could muster. Now they've started ramping up again. Now they're mad at Donald Trump. And some of them in the bigger crowds are having their numbers swell because you have organized paid protesters. Where's the money coming from? That's the question that we need to get to here. And it's a question that thankfully we have somebody like Caroline Leavitt. I'm so glad we got her on the show the other week, last week or the week before, because she asks the right questions about what's going on with these people. Go to cut 7, please.
Look at some of the imagery that we have received from the Department of Homeland Security and ICE and law enforcement who are on the ground. You will see boxes and boxes of very professionalized masks and rioting equipment being dropped off for these protesters. So it's a good question the president is raising, and one we are looking into, about who is funding these insurrectionists and these rioters and these protesters and these illegal criminals.
Yeah, who is it? Who is it? I've seen a lot of reports that it's organizations funded by the likes of a George Soros or somebody like that, who was, of course, active in the Biden administration and trying to get Kamala Harris elected, and every left-wing organization and activity you can think of for the last 15 or 20 years. It's the same groups that fund that nonsense. Here they go again. They found something else they can do to disrupt society as they try to. They would love to move this country to a socialist society.
Well, that's who's organizing the protests coming up in St. Louis. It's the Socialist Party of St. Louis. At least that's who put the messaging out.
Well, I mean,
letting people know about it.
No Kings thing, if you've gone to their website, is just a bunch of here's the lie that the mainstream media continues to carry. And on Saturday, there's a parade in Washington, right? Celebrating the 250th anniversary of the start of the United States Army, which organized to fight the War of Independence for us. And the military came to Joe Biden, to the Biden administration, a couple of years ago and said, we'd like to plan a parade in honor of the military on this date, Flag Day, in 2025. And the Biden administration said, okay, you can do it, but we're going to keep it small. We're not going to have any tanks. We're not going to have any of that stuff that's warlike, but you have to keep it small. So the Biden administration approved what's going to happen Saturday. Then Donald Trump gets elected, and the military said, hey, we're having this parade on Flag Day. Donald Trump says, hell yeah, we're going to do it big. So then it got bigger because Donald Trump is an American patriot who loves this nation and loves the military, unlike the Democrats. So now there's going to be a big parade. So now what are the Democrats saying about it? It's just Donald Trump's ego. Donald Trump's just doing it because it's also his birthday and it's also Flag Day, and he's acting like it's a parade for him, the king. That's where the No Kings thing come from. They're claiming the parade is because Donald Trump thinks he's a king, when the parade actually got planned during the Biden administration. So don't buy this nonsense. The media is not honest with you on this, just so you know. So when the protesters show up, you wait. There will be somebody in that crowd that calls Donald Trump a king.
AM Drive Bliss. This is the Mark Cox Morning Show. Kim on a whim.
AI is kind of a fancy thing. It's, first of all, it's two letters. It means artificial intelligence.
I just wanted to remind everybody what AI meant, because it's so easy to forget. It is so hard to remember that AI is two letters and it does mean artificial intelligence.
I had forgotten that.
Well, I know, and that's why I'm so grateful that Kamala Harris, that video will live forever on the internet, so that if you ever forget, like Mark, you and I clearly did, we can go back and play that and remind ourselves. So I just wanted to set the tone.
I thought in reference to her, it was anti-intelligence. Are you sure that's not what it
well,
stands for?
Well, maybe for her, there's a different definition for that. But in this case, artificial intelligence. I've been pretty honest about my concerns with artificial intelligence. I think it can be used in a really fantastic way. So I'm not saying we should fight tooth and nail against implementing this into society and some of these things that we're doing. But I do think that there needs to be some serious caution taken when we're talking about this, because if we're not careful, it's going to get completely out of hand. Now, the big, beautiful bill, and this is actually a question that I believe I asked Caroline Leavitt when we had her on the show last week, was the concern from some people about AI and how the Trump administration has been very vocal about being in full support of kind of like full steam ahead with AI. Well, now it's come out recently that the FDA is going to be using AI to improve its drug and medical devices faster. And so people are very critical of this, and they're saying, well, this is what happens when you, you know, let everybody go and all the employees, you have to turn to AI. I'm not saying that's exactly why they're doing it. I'm sure if they really wanted people, they would just hire more people. I think the Trump administration just feels like this could be more efficient. But I want to play this clip for you. This was just an NBC reporter who was talking about some of the ways they're planning to use this.
This tool has helped to help make sure that the reviews for a range of products, from drugs to medical devices, get to their approval on time. So this is framed as a way to modernize the FDA. And also, if you recall, there were also mass layoffs earlier this year. So this could help alleviate some of the workload that the remaining staff are feeling right now. And so the first tool that was rolled out to the agency on Monday is meant to do very basic tasks such as summarizing data, like adverse event reports. There's another tool which I'm reporting on specifically for medical devices. That's still in beta testing, and that could one day allow people to access recently published studies, so the reviewers have access to the latest data.
Program's called ELSA. That's what they've named it. They're saying it's similar to ChatGPT.
Let it go.
Thank you, Mark.
Let it go. I can't help myself. I'm sorry. ELSA.
The other day, Easton. That's my son, for those of you who might just be joining us for the first
time. Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Time today. My 2-year-old son, Easton, looks at a picture of Elsa the other day and goes, Elsa? I'm like, I have never played Frozen for you. How do you know who Elsa? It must be from daycare. But I'm like, how do you know who Elsa is?
Okay.
Just stunned at the knowledge that these young toddlers have and how they are able to retain the names of all these different characters.
Well, if you have
beside the point.
Beside the point. And if you have a teenager, and you really want to irritate them, and they're asking you for something, and you're denying them, start singing Let It Go.
Is that what
and
you do?
That's a really good way to get under their skin, but go ahead.
Have you really done that?
I didn't just do that. I pulled it up on YouTube and started playing the video of her
singing
it. Dad, stop!
It's not me. It's Elsa. Okay?
It's Elsa. I didn't
don't
say
get
I
mad
said.
At me. Get mad Thank at her. You, the Ice Princess or whatever her name is. I can never keep track of all those movies. But yeah, I'm curious to get your thoughts on this because I'm interested to see how they use this. People are saying, oh, there's already been all these glitches and it's not working like it should. La, la, la. Well, they just started using it. So I'm sure just like anything, there's going to be some issues right out of the gate. But this actually, I don't know how I feel about it. Maybe this is a good thing, and there are certain ways the FDA could streamline the process. And you have human error, too. There are buffoons who were part of the FDA who were approving things that clearly never should have been approved.
Did you hear the news this morning as we were driving in? It was one of the headlines on the Gordon Deal show RFK Jr. had, of course, fired all the people on this advisory committee, and he's reappointed eight now. He's named mm-hmm. eight people to it, and one of them is question COVID vaccines.
Well, you know, this is the guy who I think came up with the concept of mRNA, and now he's critical of it.
So in other words, what you want is an FDA vaccine panel that rubber stamps everything. No, that's not what you want.
Right.
You want a vaccine panel that's going to look at these things with a critical eye.
Why are people so afraid of having somebody who just asks questions? Listen to what Fox 2 put up. So they wrote about that. And then the little, so they have like their main little like description, you know, on the Facebook
yeah,
post.
Yeah,
and then
headline,
they put
right.
like, I guess what you'd call their headline. It says Kennedy's new CDC panel includes source of vaccine misinformation.
You're kidding me.
No.
So questioning the mRNA vaccine, the guy that came up with it, questioning it, is a source of misinformation.
Yeah, it says the new panel includes who researched mRNA vaccine technology and became a conservative darling for his criticisms of COVID-19 vaccines, a leading critic of pandemic-era lockdowns, and a professor of operations management.
I'm trying to wait. What's wrong with any of what you just said about him? He was opposed to lockdowns, so he's spreading misinformation about the COVID vaccine.
Doesn't that give him more credibility?
Shouldn't
that he
it?
Was the guy all about this, like, let's go mRNA all the way, and then now he's saying, you know what, wait a minute, maybe this wasn't so great.
You need on a panel like that somebody who's going to raise objections. And if the other members of the panel can explain what that particular issue is, explain it away, then they'll end up still reaching the right conclusion, I think. But what's wrong with asking those questions? Mm-hmm. You should ask those questions.
Yeah. Like, just thinking about, obviously, there were 18 members on that panel. So
right.
he has 10 more positions to fill. And I'm sure it sounds like he's going to be moving very quickly to do that. I was not expecting it to happen that quickly. But you think about all the, well, for lack of a better word, idiots who have been sitting on these boards for years and years and years, especially under the Biden administration, who were making really questionable decisions. And like you said, kind of rubber stamping a lot of things that ended up really hurting Americans. So you have to wonder, would AI do a better job? I mean, I don't know who gets to program AI and what kind of impact that could have on the results.
Bias, right?
Or, yeah, bias. Because yeah. certainly, like, if you just ask Google, you'll see bias.
I think it depends on who's programming. And it's just like anything else. It's why, and everybody can laugh at me about this, but it's why I don't trust the video slot machines. Like, I think anybody who's dumb enough to go online and gamble on, like, online slots, and there are people that do it. There are websites you can go to sign up for it, and they give you credits. There could not be anything more stupid in the whole world because it's too easy to manipulate. And I would worry about that with this to some degree, too. Who's telling AI what to think?
Mm-hmm.
But if AI is drawing its own conclusions, then you're in a space odyssey kind of world. So I'm not sure I want that either. So I don't know where the happy medium is on the whole thing. I would remind people again, if you missed the show yesterday, the advisory panel that we're talking about here with RFK Jr. was of the, what is it, 14 people on
no,
there?
No, 18.
Eight of the 18 people on there, all 18 of them were Biden administration appointees, which means they were all picked because they had something in common with the strategies and the goals of the Biden administration. And none of that is good when it comes to COVID. None of it. And none of it, a lot of it's not going to be good when it comes to vaccines, maybe not all of it. But what that means is if all 18 of them were from the Biden administration, then the Biden administration replaced 18 Trump appointees at some point from the previous administration. And maybe 15 or 16, however many there were, at some point they got replaced by the Biden administration. So nothing RFK Jr. is doing is unusual or out of step at all. It's exactly what happens every time an administration changes. What's the outrage? The outrage is the media wants to claim that if you disagree with them, it's misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
Or the left, same thing. Remember they wanted that disinformation czar put in place where they could shut down certain conservative media if they disagreed with their point of view on lockdowns, on on why the House of Pain couldn't be open, but the Ace Hardware next
bar,
door could.
Yeah.
I mean, picking and choosing winners and losers and ruining businesses and lives. I mean, it was ridiculous. And in hindsight, now people are willing to admit that was extreme overkill. But if it happened again tomorrow, tyrant Sam Page would do the exact same thing again. He saw nothing wrong with that at all.
The only difference is that more people, sadly not enough, but at least more people have woken up since, you know, 2020, 2021, at the height of these lockdowns and vaccine passports that were required to dine at some local St. Louis restaurants. People have woken up. So it would be a very different situation. You're right. Sam Page would do the exact same thing. He'd open up the playbook that he had open years ago and just copy and paste it back on here. We're going to shut down businesses. And sure, many people would be like, oh, absolutely. We should just do that. We should comply because we're grandma killers if we don't. But there are more people who would say, absolutely not. I'm not doing that. I would be I would never wish this on us, but I'd be very curious to see how different it would be this go around with churches and businesses saying, "Oh heck no. Like get out of town. We're not shutting down just because you tell us to."
That's true. Coming up, there's been a huge Missouri Supreme Court decision that came down late yesterday in that Blue Springs case. Remember the whole controversy over the bathroom policy in Francis Howe, where the district refused to update its bathroom policy? This is the Supreme Court case they were waiting on. Well, they got what they were hoping for, but it's too late because nobody showed up and voted to keep the conservatives in charge of the Francis Howe School Board. So now you have boys using girls' bathrooms and girls afraid to go to the bathroom because of the men that are now using their bathroom in the Francis Howe district. This was the lawsuit that went to the Supreme Court that they were all waiting for. Well, the result is out now, and we're going to talk about it. In fact, we've got one of the Wentzville school board members joining us to talk about this because they do have a common sense bathroom policy in the Wentzville district, and we're going to talk to Jen Olson at about 8 a.m. this morning. I'll tell you about the Supreme Court decision when we come back. The spin the mainstream media puts on these decisions out of the court that they don't like very much. Here's the deal. Jen Olson forwarded this to me, and I thought it was interesting because if you'll remember when we were encouraging you to reelect a conservative majority on the Francis Howe School District, one of the issues was this bathroom policy. We had parents here on the show who called in whose own daughters would not go to the bathroom because there was a 6'2" black kid, and his race is really irrelevant, except that's how they described him, fully intact male who identified as a female who insisted on using the girls' bathroom and the girls' locker room. Now, I'm sorry, I don't want my child subjected to that. My daughter, when have we quit respecting girls in this society? We let men compete against them in sports and let them go into locker rooms and display their dangling participle while they're changing clothing. That's ridiculous. Schools should be able to have a common sense policy that says you use the bathroom of your birth certificate. If it says you're a boy, you're going to either go to a single use bathroom or you can go to the boys' room. Your choice. That gives you the option. If you want to walk to the end of the hallway and use a private bathroom, feel free to do that. Don't make everybody else uncomfortable to accommodate one kid who's warped. You don't have to do that, okay? So the Francis Howe District refused to initiate a bathroom policy until they heard the results of this Blue Spring lawsuit. Now, if you've forgotten what that is, there was a student in Blue Springs School District in Jackson County who sued the school district, and a lower court awarded him $4 million in court because they claimed he was discriminated against because of the school district's bathroom policy. Because they were trying to force him to use a single-use bathroom instead of whatever bathroom he felt like he needed to use when he crawled out of bed this morning. All right? Wentzville didn't have that issue. Wentzville passed a common-sense bathroom policy that said what I just described to you. There will be a single-use bathroom available if that's what you need, but beyond that, you will use the bathroom that correlates with your birth certificate. And, in Wentzville, it really hasn't been a problem. It's going to continue to be a problem now in Francis Howell because they didn't do it, and now they've got a bunch of libs running the board who would never consider trying to force a fully adult male not to use the girls' bathroom if he so chooses. These people are sick and twisted is what's going on. Now, back to what happened this week. In a 5-2 ruling, the Missouri Supreme Court threw out the case. And what the Missouri Independent that's covering this is trying to argue that it wasn't based on the constitutionality of school districts barring transgender students. It's just that the Supreme Court determined this kid had not proven his case that he was discriminated against. Well, call it what you want. But the bottom line is school districts can have common sense bathroom policies without having to worry about being sued by all of these left wing nuts. That's the bottom line. That's all that's important out of this ruling. Whether they were basing it on the constitutionality of it or not, the reason Francis Howell didn't pass this, correct me if I'm wrong here, is that I talked to the former board president and they were concerned because the left-wing lunatics who come to their school board meetings and stand up and rant at them all the time threatened to sue them and their wives and their families and their heirs and everybody associated with the individual school board member, not just the school district, if they dared to pass a bathroom policy that wouldn't let some confused teenager use the wrong bathroom. And that's all been cleared up now, as we suspected that it would be. And we're going to have Jen Olson on to talk about it, because in Wentzville, they have a common sense bathroom policy, and they've had it for a while now. So I guess the only answer to the solution here is to keep moving further west. I don't know, because the left wing has taken over most of the school districts in the immediate St. Louis area.
Yeah, I was going to say, even out west now, it's like it's just going farther and farther out.
Who would
have
thought?
Any public school. Really, private school is not the same by any means, but this is like infiltrating everything, and the public schools are the worst.
Well, I'm always surprised by it. I just got to tell you, we'll get Jen Olson on here at 8:08, and we can talk more about what they're doing right out in the Wentzville School District. That's a win. I don't care how you cut it. Coming up, we got Tom Ackerman at 6:35. We'll talk more about the Cardinals in just a few minutes.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.